Chapter 14, Section 4. The Hundred Years' War and the Plague. Before you read. In the last section, you read about developments in the governments of France and England. In this section, you will learn about the plague, religious conflict, and the war between England and France. A church divided. How was the church divided? In 1300, the Pope said he had supreme authority over King Philip IV of France. Philip would not obey him. He held the Pope prisoner. Philip planned to put him on trial. The Pope was rescued, but died soon after. The king then forced the election of a French cardinal as Pope. In 1305, the new Pope moved to Avignon, a city in France. There, the new Pope was to lead the church. This action weakened the church. In 1378, the French Pope at that time died. An Italian was elected the next Pope, but the French elected their own Pope. Confusion resulted. Church officials had two popes, one in France and the other in Rome. This situation, called the Great Schism, lasted 39 years. At the same time, the Pope's authority was challenged. The English scholar John Wycliffe and Bohemian John Huss argued that the Bible, not the Pope, was the final authority for Christian teaching. Question 1. What created the Great Schism? The bubonic plague strikes. What happened when the plague struck? People of the late 1300s experienced an even greater shock than the schism in the church. A deadly disease, the bubonic plague, struck. It swept across Europe. The plague started in 1347. It lasted for decades. Millions of people died. The disease wiped out about one-third of Europe's population. The plague affected Europe's economy. Trade declined and prices rose. Towns became smaller. Fewer people meant fewer workers. Peasants demanded wages or their freedom. When nobles resisted these demands, peasants often revolted. The church lost prestige because it could not stop the plague. Jews were persecuted all over Europe. The plague helped bring an end to the Middle Ages. Question 2. Name three effects of the plague. The Hundred Years' War. Why was the Hundred Years' War fought? A century-long war also helped bring the Middle Ages to an end. The last Capetian king of France died in 1328. He left no heirs. Edward III of England claimed the throne. In 1337, he began a war to win control of France. This conflict is known as the Hundred Years' War. English forces won three important battles. At one, their archers used longbows. These weapons launched arrows that killed one-third of the French troops, even armored knights. By 1429, France was desperate. The French army held the town of Orleans, but England was about to capture it. A teenage peasant girl named Joan of Arc arrived on the scene. She led the army of France to victory. Then the French crowned a new king, Charles VII. Later, Joan was captured in battle by allies of the English. She was turned over to church authorities. She was tried as a witch and burned at the stake. The Hundred Years' War finally ended in 1453. Most of the fighting took place in France. The war brought France much suffering. However, the war produced a strong national feeling in both England and France. It provided the sense that the king was not just a feudal lord. He was also the leader of a nation. Question 3. What role did Joan of Arc play in the Hundred Years' War?